and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, today I'd like to talk a little bit about Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Born 1564 and died 1660. Now, the reason I want to talk about
him... He actually died on the same day that he was born.
Yes, same day of the year.
Yes.
But not the,
not
same,
the same day. Not the same
day,
no, because he wouldn't be able to write anything.
That's right, that's right. And you're absolutely right. And one of the reasons I want to talk about him is I was talking to a student of mine recently, and she was really surprised when I told her that William Shakespeare invented so many words. So I thought, well, I better check myself. So I did. And in fact, according to the internet, according to Google, he invented 1,700 words.
Yeah, and lots of expressions as well.
Yes, yes. But I have to say, did he really invent all the words? In fact, many of them, he just added a preposition, or he changed them from a noun to a verb or to an adjective. So it comes down to about 400 which he actually really invented.
Not bad.
Not bad. So I don't want to go through the whole 400 with you, but I've actually got some words which I thought were quite interesting.
Okay.
And I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no.
Yes, put you on the spot. And you can tell me what they mean. Are you ready?
Yes, go.
So the first one, in Julius Caesar, he coined the phrase, "It's Greek to me."
Ah.
Now, what does that mean?
I bet it means he doesn't understand it.
Yeah. Although, Julius Caesar, he was Greek, wasn't he? But,
he was Roman.
Yeah, he was a Roman. Yeah, anyway, but apparently it was Greek to him. Okay.
But he went on holiday to Greece.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's right. So, and the other one from Julius Caesar is to be tongue-tied.
Yeah, tongue-tied. I guess it means that you sort of mix up your words or something like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's right. That's quite a nice image, isn't it?
Okay.
Shakespeare was full of imagery, really, to be tongue-tied. Okay, the next one from The Tempest. Fair play.
Fair enough. Does it mean that, fair play?
Yeah.
Or does it mean actually to have fair play? Like the game is... Fair play.
Yeah.
Rugby is fair play, generally.
Where people kind of obey the rules or something. But it's an expression we use a lot, as you say, in football.
Fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Coined by Shakespeare.
Wow.
Wow, what a guy he was. And on the other hand, there's foul play.
Yeah, which is the opposite.
Which is the opposite. And Shakespeare used this in a lot of his plays, including The Tempest, Henry IV. It was a thing he used a lot. Okay. So, the next one, from Romeo and Juliet, okay? A fool's paradise.
Ah, okay. So it's a bit like an ideal place, but it's not really.
Ah, okay.
Because it's for fools, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, fool's paradise. Okay, the next one, now then, from the Beatles. Well, in fact, Shakespeare, in fact, invented it.
Was he in the Beatles?
Yeah, he was the fifth Beatle.
Drummer.
Yeah, that's right. From A Midsummer Night's Dream, A Hard Day's Night.
Okay.
Now, I never understood this in the Beatles, and apparently Shakespeare coined it. So what is it, A Hard Day's Night?
Well, going from the Beatles, I don't know about the Shakespeare one, but going from the Beatles one, they actually say the next line is, "I've been working like a dog."
Yeah.
So I guess they've been working hard for a long time.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So in terms of the Beatles, I understand it, yeah. Okay, next one, from Othello, of course, a green-eyed monster.
Jealousy.
Yes.
Envy.
That's right. So with the eyes, yeah. Now then, from The Merchants of Venice, a word I like a lot, laughable.
It's laughable.
Yeah, but is that a good thing if something's laughable, or is it a bad thing if it's laughable?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
It's laughable.
It's laughable, yes. Now then, he was quite keen on eyes, actually, Shakespeare. And in The Taming of the Shrew, he talked about an eyesore.
Ah, okay. An eyesore, that would be probably, as I understand it, for example, if you have a really nice old village and somebody builds one of these flat-roofed houses in it, you know, the ones that look like a Crédit Agricole, you know what I mean?
You have to explain that a bit.
Okay, it looks like a provincial bank.
Yeah.
It's an eyesore.
Yeah, it doesn't blend in well.
Or a sight for sore... No, it's different sight for sore eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that could have been Shakespeare.
It could well have been.
Okay, now what I find really, really strange, in the Merry Wives of Windsor, he coined the phrase, "What the Dickens?"
How could he
do that?
Because Dickens didn't come along till the 19th century, about 1832 or something like this.
Well, maybe there were other people called Dickens before Charles Dickens.
Okay.
But Shakespeare actually got his character to say, "What the Dickens?"
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was related to Charles Dickens.
No.
But obviously not.
But what does it mean? What do you say? What do you think? Well,
what the heck? What are you talking about? Yeah, what the Dickens are you doing?
You don't understand something.
Yeah, what the Dickens are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What on earth are you doing?
Yeah. Now, the last one, I'm sure you'll understand. This is a word from As You Like It. And Shakespeare coined this, and it's to puke.
Ah, puking, to be sick.
To be sick.
Or as the Australians would say.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll find that at another time.
Okay, well, thanks, Chris. I think you've passed your English O-level exam on Shakespeare. Thank you.
Thank you, but don't go away. I have some words that apparently Shakespeare invented too.
Oh, have you? Oh, you're catching me out.
I am, yeah. Okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
Now, there's some of them we won't even go into, but some of them I'll ask you to explain.
Oh, goodness me.
But one apparently invented by Shakespeare, which I find a bit weird, but anchovy.
An anchovy, yeah. No. But because that's something you eat, isn't it, an anchovy?
It's a fish. It's a fish. Salted fish.
Did he?
Famous from Collioure.
But I'm going to ask you, in which play? At least my words were referenced.
I have no reference. It's just Shakespeare William.
Yes, from Google.
How about the word batty?
Well, yeah, batty. If you're batty, you're a little bit crazy, you're a bit nuts.
Apparently he did.
Yeah.
He apparently invented the word bedroom.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Now, this could be true, because if you read old books, they often talk about the bedchamber.
They do.
Or the chamber, just they meaning do. The bed.
They do,
which
you're
I guess
right.
came from French, which was chambre, mm-hmm. Chamber. Mm-hmm. But he invented bedroom, apparently.
Well.
Okay, so that's a good one.
He's pretty useful.
Now, this next one's a bit strange, because you wouldn't think these would have been around in Shakespeare's time, but it must have been something else. But he apparently invented the word buzzer. Fingers on the buzzer.
Yeah, and what on earth could it have been in the 16th century?
I was
century?
Thinking that it could be an insect, maybe.
A
like
buzzer.
A wasp or something
a
like
buzzer.
This, that buzzes, you know.
Yeah,
bzz,
yeah,
bzz,
yeah,
bzz,
yeah, 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 yeah.
He also invented the word fashionmonger.
No.
He did.
I think you're pulling my leg on this.
I certainly am not. He invented this as well, it's a double word, and I don't know what it means, so don't ask me, but he invented the expression or the word kicky-wicky. Kicky-wicky.
I don't think that was in Henry IV Part 2, was
you
it?
You never know.
No.
He also invented the word love letter.
Oh, really? From Romeo and Juliet, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe.
He also invented the word zany.
Wow.
Which I thought was more an American word to say crazy or weird or strange.
Yeah.
And the last one, he invented the word, and I'm not sure what it means, it's to unfool.
Oh, is it to become more intelligent? I don't know.
No idea. We can look at that one. Yeah, answers on a postcard for that one.
Yeah, but it's interesting that Shakespeare, he invented a lot of other words which we don't use today as well.
There's the rub.
And that's probably one of the words, to unfold. I'm going to use it now.
There you go.
Yes. Thanks.
Find out what it means first. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.